The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The giant panda is China's national animal and a global symbol of cuteness. By the 1980s, their numbers in the wild had fallen to just over 1,000. But this summer, pandas became a global symbol of conservation success. Chinese officials announced that the panda is no longer endangered because their wild population has almost doubled after 30 years of government-led recovery efforts. One reason is that China has designated a new giant panda national park, which covers 70% of the animal's existing habitat. While that is impressive, it's worth noting that the national park constitutes just 1% of the panda's historic range. China's setting aside of more land in nature reserves to help pandas recover has also benefited Sichuan toucans, shaggy, pale brown ungulates resembling a cross between a cow and a mountain goat that can weigh up to 800 pounds. Toucan numbers have tripled in the last 35 years, but scientists have observed how toucan activity influences vegetation growth. Toucans strip bark from trees for food, exposing them to deadly fungal infections and insects. As a result, the composition of the forest changes, sometimes to the detriment of pandas.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.